Well, I'm here in Springfield, Illinois today, where agriculture is huge. The state leads the nation in soybean production, and President Trump's trade policies, including tariffs, are resonating because China responded with its own tariffs on things like soybeans, hurting U.S. exports. Robert Clem and his son farm around 1,100 acres, corn, soybeans, and a few cows in Waynesville, Illinois. He spoke to us this morning from his pickup truck.
Good morning.
And I can hear something in the background. What are you looking at right now?
We're working on grain bins, getting prepared to start harvest here later this week on corn. So we're just putting some finishing touches on preparing grain bins for storage.
So how are the tariffs impacting you right now?
I guess in my opinion, there's the number one, you know, is the economics. They have taken between 20 and 25% off of our bean prices. They've taken probably a good 20% off of our corn prices. They've taken basically the profit level out. And then it's the uncertainty. Where not only is it hurting us now, but it's the uncertainty of where are we going from here? How long is this going to be? What's our trade partners thinking? We've spent 20 years developing these relationships and trade partnerships. Are we going to lose them? It's that uncertainty from our standpoint and their standpoint, I think, is the biggest issues.
How much do you sell to China?
Well, myself, I hardly none of my products actually go to China directly, because we sit here in central Illinois, very close to Decatur, Illinois, which is a large corn and soybean processing plant. Hardly none of ours goes directly to export seriously. But it's all tied together. Our product is still being exported to China. To give you an exact amount of corn and soybeans, I'm wanting to say it's like 25% of the beans or something like that. I just don't remember that exact percentage here right this moment. But a large percent of all beans raised in the U.S. go to China.
And so that is what's hitting you the most right now, is the uncertainty about the cost of that and the tariffs, right?
Yeah. It's just the cost of the tariffs and the lower commodity prices. And it's the corn and the beans are affecting me, but there's a lot of other products in the agricultural field that's hitting my fellow, so to speak, neighbors and fellow farmers. Pork industry, it's got hit very hard. We've developed a great market for pork. The Asian people have developed a good taste for pork and then their diet. We can take it, but they're not going to be able to pay for it. And so that is hurting them. If we're not going to raise the pork, that means there's going to be less corn fed to the pork and less soybean meal. So that comes back and hits me directly as well in the long run.
How long can you take this?
Well, I mean, that's a very difficult question to answer as well directly, because we'll take it probably as long as we got to, because if it's either that or quit producing. And we are a group of people, it's made to produce a crop. We're made to produce it. Financially, it's taken a toll. There's some of us that have been into this business a lot more years, that are a little bit more established, that can stand it longer than what the young guys I'll call it the replacement generation that's coming in. They haven't got the reserves that we have, and it's going to be hurting them very, very significantly in a very near future. I'd say within this year, it's already hurting them. Because, like I said, they got to go to the bank. They work on more borrowed operating capital than what some of the older established ones, farmers do. But it's still going to come to it's a pocketbook issue for each and every one of us.
Did you vote for Trump?
Yes, I did.
Would you vote for him again in 2020?
I would highly consider it. I don't know until I'd see what the options are and, if it was today, there isn't a competitor, so I don't know. It's a free market. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat per se. I'm a candidate evaluator on all issues, and so I can't say that specifically one way or the other.
What are you going to do in the upcoming midterm elections? Are you going to be voting for Democrats or Republicans?
Well, I'm going to be voting for the best candidate for the job. I don't necessarily say that I've got to be a Democrat or Republican. I look at I have both agricultural income issues that I look at. I'm a strong Christian, that I have a lot of Christian values that I look for in candidates. And so I haven't sat down and studied all the candidates for certain as to whether they're Democrats or Republicans. I study the issues. And I'll be honest, I can't even say whether they're Democrats or Republicans necessarily at this point.
That's Robert Clem, a farmer in Waynesville, Illinois, also a member of the Illinois Farm Bureau. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay. Well, I've enjoyed having the opportunity to visit with you as well.